kicking off hour number two of Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them free. You go tune in online, freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org.
Now, I wanted to ask you about the dial-up stream. Is the dial-up stream like uninterrupted now? Or
no.
Okay.
Not yet. We're thinking about that.
I just wondered.
Slowly working towards that. It's going to take some time. And, yes, so it is Free Talk Live, and you can call about anything, talk about whatever you want, and let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Doug at Minneapolis. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Is this thing on?
Hello there, Doug.
It's working out.
Whoa! Cool.
You are here.
Okay, good. Hey, just wanted to give you a little update. I was down at the Advocates for Self-Government, their 20th anniversary gala, which is, you know, one of the greatest libertarian, philosophical libertarian communication sort of services or...
Yeah, the Advocates for Self-Government, it's a group dedicated to helping libertarians better communicate libertarianism.
Exactly. It's not a party thing. It's just a separate group that is, you know, just fantastic. And I've been helping them out for years, and I went down there doing some work, some video work for them, and it was just a pleasure to do that. Didn't know you guys are just one state away. I thought I might see one or two of you there. But.
Well, we talked to them, and unfortunately, they didn't have it in their budget, apparently, to bring us up there. We weren't asking for much more than just covering costs for us, but they didn't see the value in Free Talk Live, unfortunately, and I think that's because they didn't really know who we were at that point. So hopefully by next year, they'll notice that Free Talk Live's making a bit of a splash, and they'll actually want to have us come up to their event.
Well, I talked you up a little bit, and
you
know, Daniel Cloud was there, too, and we spoke about getting some cross stuff going on. But anyway, let's see, wanted to let you know that it was a great event. Unfortunately, I think he announced it. Did you know that Harry Brown is now confined to a wheelchair?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he talked about that on his radio show not long ago.
Right. But I got to tell you, he spoke twice, and you never would have known. I mean, seriously, the guy...
Besides the fact that he was in a wheelchair.
Well, but the thing is, he's like 6 foot five or something. And he's
true. He is a big man.
Big presence, and he speaks so well, and he's funny. And he was the same Harry Brown, but, you know, he didn't even mention it or anything. And is like, just, what's the point? You know, he's just such a powerful speaker. So that
That's
was
awesome.
Great to see that he's in the, you know, never slowing down on his quest to spread the word about freedom and liberty. It's really great.
He truly is an inspiration, I must say.
Yep. Dr. Ron Paul was there, our libertarian congressman, and that was cool. And
yes.
Robert Ringer, who wrote Destroying the American Dream, it was really, really cool. Hugh Downs, you know, from 2020.
Yes, Hugh Downs. It was like his first appearance at any sort of a libertarian event, correct?
That is correct.
What did he have to say?
Well, it was interesting. He talked about the media a bunch and some of his ideas, and there was some confusion. You know, he's not... I wouldn't say 100-100, but
no.
on the quiz or the chart, but
right.
we had to ask for some clarification. Like, for example, he was talking about how privatizing Social Security was a bad idea, and the room is silent, and you know he's but polite, and we're going.
Okay.
David Nolan, party founder, said, "Excuse me, you know you're a group of libertarians here, and we kind of like the idea of privatizing Social Security," and he clarified by saying, "I just don't like the way Bush is doing it. I like it, too." So we go, everyone is much more relieved, I think, and happy.
Perfect. The Advocates for Self-Government managed to successfully communicate its concern, and he successfully clarified his communication.
Exactly. So,
perfect.
You know, Cato Institute was there. The Reason Foundation was there.
Don't rub it in, you know. I mean, we did really want to go. But the problem is we can't, you know, the problem is we can't lower our value. You know, we're worth something. We're worth a little bit of money at least. And we can't just go there and show up and do the show for free. You know what I mean? We can't spend $2,000 because we don't have the money. I don't know if it would be that much. But we can't spend, it'd be at least a grand to get us up there and back. And we just don't have it. So,
sure. Well, I'm going to spend a little more than it. No, just kidding. But we'll hope to see you guys maybe in Oregon, perhaps, and we'll get the word going around a little more.
Wait, who's
going to
be in Oregon?
Maybe you guys will be.
What? Why? What's going on there?
you know, the LP's national convention is next time it's going to be in Oregon in 2006.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I think between now and then, it's our duty and our job to get Free Talk Live to be broadcasting live from the convention. I mean, that just makes total sense.
It totally does.
If a bunch of people, bunch being 20,
yeah.
You know, called the LP, national LP and told them, we want Free Talk Live at the next convention, I bet there'd be a better chance of that happening.
Yeah, I bet if those people were contributors to the LP and they said, we're not going to contribute next year if you don't have Free Talk Live at the convention. I think that might be
enough. The number one podcasting, you know, one of the top five every single month to be there. I mean, that's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, well, we agree with you, man. Thanks for the call. Anything else on your mind?
No, not at all.
All right, appreciate hearing from you, man. Glad you had a good time up there. We wish we could have been there. 800-259-5791. You can't do things for free in this business, you know? As much as we'd like to. As much as we'd like to have gone up and schmoozed it with the libertarian luminaries and met Harry Brown again, because I had the pleasure of meeting him when he ran for office in 2000. Mm-hmm. He is a very tall guy.
Well, I wish they could say something more about Harry Brown than tall, but this seems to be the first thing that comes out of people's mouths.
You haven't met him. He's tall.
He's tall. You know, and another thing is people, I don't think everybody realizes, but we do this show for free.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's a nationally syndicated radio talk show, and all the rest of them get paid a bunch of money, but the reason that we've managed to do it is because there's no payroll to be concerned with.
Plus, I think something that a lot of these libertarian organizations don't realize is they've never had a talk show approach them and say, hey, we're willing to come do a show from your event.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? We've never had that kind of attention before. What's the deal here? Are you guys really libertarians? Yeah, we really are. So
I always say principled libertarians, although I'm not.
Well, averaging the two of us together.
Yes, it's a
pretty
principled
show. Like, I'm so principled, it's extreme, and you're not really that principled. You're decently principled. I'd say you're like 90%
nice.
Principled. Let's go back to the phones. Back to Jeff in Ohio. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Afternoon, guys. Well, evening, I guess I should say.
Indeed. Certainly evening here.
I wanted to start with a quote from a great forefather of our country, Benjamin Franklin. I saw this the other day. I thought it was just wonderful. The quote was, democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what they want to have for dinner.
Yeah, I was using that for a long time without even knowing it was Benjamin Franklin.
Isn't that awesome?
It is a great quote.
Oh, yeah, Benjamin Franklin, yeah.
Democracy stinks, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, the thing that I heard you guys talking earlier about just this double think that people have, like it's okay to have your rights limited in this area,
mm-hmm.
and then they have like, you know, other areas where they feel apprehension. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And so, I really think this is absolutely they're putting out these feelers, if you want to call them that,
right.
for people. To find out what they do get uncomfortable about so that they can gear this propaganda, you know.
Well, the most bizarre thing about the statistics, and we're talking about what we talked about in hour number one. If you missed it, you can grab the archive later tonight at freetalklive.com. But we're reading some disturbing statistics, and I see what you're saying, Jeff, but the strange part is the parts that people disagreed with, Manwich, can you pull up a couple of those ones that they disagreed with?
Well,
the parts they disagreed with were already implemented.
Yeah.
The I don't
allowing
agree
people,
with that.
Allowing, let's see, here it is make it easier for legal authorities to read email or tap phones without the person's knowledge. That's the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allowing the government to imprison U.S. citizens who are suspected of terrorism without putting
them on
trial.
And only like 20% are for these things.
Yeah, this is 25 and 21%.
So they've already done it. They don't even care about really what people think. They just go and do it anyway. And people don't bother to challenge it, so they get away with it.
I think major media is getting away with murder right now. I mean, I watch TV and news regularly. And
turn off the TV.
Well,
listen to more Free Talk Live. And spread the word about the show. We appreciate hearing from you, Jeff.
Easy.
Call us again sometime, man. 800-259-5791. Scott's coming up. Your calls as well. Take control.
Here it is, folks. The 2006 Red Book. The most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar, for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get silver Liberty Dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-5791 is the number for you to take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you. It's all for free. The way a website should be. BBS, the Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming, all there, freetalklive.com. So take advantage of it. And then if you like it, if you like the fact that we give you all that stuff for free, well, we ask that you do us a quick favor. And it is quick. Less than a minute. If you haven't done it yet this month, it's a once-a-month sort of a thing. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. And what will that allow people to do, Manwich?
Well, they vote on the Podcast Alley site, which is probably the premier site for...
PodcastAlley.com.
Yeah, I'm sorry, PodcastAlley.com. The premier site for podcasts. And when people search the internet and say podcast, Podcast Alley is probably number one and certainly in the top three.
Yeah.
Then they, you know, we'll be there in the top one, two, three.
Right.
One's the best position, obviously.
We were in the number one position earlier this month.
Somebody will listen. And also, when media people do the same thing, because podcasting's big, it's hot, it's new.
That's right.
And they have to, you know, they write articles about new, hot, big things. Well, then they check out Podcast Alley. They see us at the top, and they interview us about podcasting. So it gets our name out to more people and in front of more program directors, because program directors read the news, too.
That's true. And it costs you nothing but just a bit of time.
Yep.
Less than a minute. Vote.freetalklive.com. So check it out, and let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Let's talk to Scott in Virginia. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Yes. Hi. I would just like to remind people that anything man can make, man can break. Personally, I am but a humble computer tech,
okay.
And I work for a government contractor.
So
and,
sorry.
Sir?
I said I'm so sorry.
Yes, sir. it's just that I have a Swiss Army knife, and I do take it into government buildings. I've only had it people take it off me like once or twice.
Okay.
Usually what I say to them is, I am here to help, and I need my knife, which is a tool.
Yeah,
to
it has tools on
boxes
it.
And to stuff like that.
Sure.
And it's like, in a worst case scenario, I will basically tell them, you have basically two choices. You can either help or get out of the way.
Okay? Right.
Because I will complete my mission, you don't have a choice in the matter.
You are on a mission to fix a computer.
Yes, sir.
And
yes.
If you don't have the screwdriver that's on your knife, then you might not be able to fix the computer.
Well, actually, I do have a bigger toolkit which I can bring in, and actually that has a scalpel in it. So it's like, it's just that this a notion of security is basically rather pointless because everything man can make, man can break. If someone wants to do you harm bad enough,
they're going
to
do it.
They're going to figure out a way to do it.
You're absolutely right. And I think the government, wouldn't you think they'd realize that? It's so simple. I think they do realize it, and they just want to control people. I think that's all it's about.
You know, it's kind of, the thing is,
it's not just for control. It's all about command and control. It's just that the people are basically too stupid.
Yeah, and, you know, and a scalpel's not going to do anything. If you're trying to take over a government building with a scalpel, you're nuts. I mean, you're going to cut somebody and make them really mad or really sad, one of the two, and then a bunch of cops are going to descend upon you and pound your head.
Right. Very good.
Well, actually, technically, they could pound your head whether you're doing something wrong or not. Just ask that guy in, New Orleans?
Well, there's plenty of guys.
Sure, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, there are plenty of people that have had their heads bashed in by the cops.
Yeah,
and the cops never feel any consequences from it because they protect one another. So if one cop gets in trouble, then the rest of them just come to his defense and say, well, that's not what happened. What do you mean, bash heads? We didn't bash any heads. He accidentally slammed his head into that fire extinguisher.
Exactly. So it's like, I would just like to remind everyone, anything man makes, man can break.
Good call. Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791.
A family vacation for Scott Turner, owner of Turner's Taekwondo Incorporated, came to a quick end when he received a call from one of his instructors saying his students, practicing gun self-defense, had just been handcuffed and held on the ground at gunpoint by Albany police. I thought they were joking, Turner said Thursday, but he soon realized that there was truth to the story. The students were detained briefly at the scene, but then released with citations for disorderly conduct. Turner, who says that he has respect for the police department and understands why officers responded the way they did, Turner's, you know, kissing butt here.
Uh-huh, sure.
You know, but apparently the folks were just outside of the dojo, in an alley, practicing a particular type of martial arts that includes disarming armed opponents.
So he wasn't there. He was on vacation at
right.
the time, and I presume one of his assistants was running the class.
Right. There's an instructor and, like, six students.
Okay.
And they have guns that are marked so that you
guns.
Know. Yeah, they're fake guns. And I don't know if they're fluorescent orange or if they just have a red tip on them or whatever.
Right.
I mean, you know, the more that they're marked, the better. I personally, if I was having guns for this purpose of, you know, that they don't shoot, that they're just for disarming purposes, I would have them to be fluorescent green.
Sure.
So that people would know that, you know, there's no... But apparently somebody called the cops on, it looks like there's an armed disturbance in the alley. And which you can kind of understand people doing that. I mean, that makes a little bit of sense.
Right.
So the cops show up and, they handcuff everybody. including a 5-year-old girl that they patted down. Of course, the police report didn't say that they meant that the girl was patted down. So, I mean, there's a conflicting story there, but why would they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the officers learned that it was this class, but the supervising officer decided to issue the citation to all 6 people for disorderly conduct.
Now, is there a fine involved in this citation?
They're probably, you know, they haven't got their day in court.
I see.
Yeah. The citations were given because the activity, which could be seen in, from a street here, raised public alarm. Well, you know, so what if somebody became a little alarmed?
Yeah.
The department also used a tremendous amount of resources. This is the part that gets me. The department used a lot of resources in their mistake.
Right.
So these people should be cited. Do you get it? Like,
they got to make their money back.
It just doesn't make any sense. The logic here is kind of screwy.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah. You know, people, Walmart spent a lot of money getting product A into the stores, and you didn't buy it. That's wrong. That's bad. That doesn't make any sense.
If you're being disorderly, what about that charge? What is that all about?
Disorderly
conduct. Don't get out of order.
Well, you have to have that charge to cover, you know, all the rest, all the things.
That charge covers anything that's bizarre.
Yes.
I mean, like, you could walk down the street and be disorderly by zigzagging, couldn't you?
Well, if there was according to the cop here, if there was a major event occurring elsewhere in the city, the question is whether the police would have been able to respond with only half the department available. The other half was, of course, stopping a martial arts class.
how many cops were there?
Several, apparently, half the force.
Man. Good time to rob a bank.
Apparently. I don't know. Anyway, they're hoping to have the cases overturned at their day in court. Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't, but, you know, it's up to a penalty of $2,500 and 6 months in jail. Let's hope they don't get that. But this guy has had this dojo for 12 years, mm-hmm. and they've been doing it in this alley off and on the whole time. He says that it gives them a, you know, more real-world environment.
Makes
that
sense.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Apparently, they've never been even talked to by anybody about going inside.
Amazing. Coming up, Jack Thompson. He's a lawyer. He's a scumbag. He wants to regulate the video game industry. Actually, he'd like to just shut down violent video games altogether. We'll talk about him and his little promise that he broke recently. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help.
Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free if you make the call, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including our brand newest little feature. Actually, it's not officially even linked from the site yet because it's so new, and I just kind of want to hold back until we get a whole bunch of people on it. And actually, we'll probably put it up there this weekend, but it's called our Listener Map, and you can go check it out at map.freetalklive.com. That's M-A-P, map.freetalklive.com.
So that means that you can't get it actually from the homepage.
Yeah, you can't actually go to freetalklive.com and find a link to the map.
So you've got to be a listener as opposed to just a visitor to the website.
Exactly. So map.freetalklive.com, it actually allows you to plot yourself. You punch in your name and you put your location down via your zip code or postal code because it's a worldwide map. I mean, you can put in any place in the world, basically. And then you put in a little phrase that you, if you want to, and you can put a picture of yourself in there, and it puts you up on the map. And you can see where a bunch of other Free Talk Live listeners are at on the map. And it's just so cool. I just think it's the neatest thing at map.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, there's over 200 people on it already. And
it's only been, we've only been promoing it for like 4 days.
Each of them has a little picture up there and a little saying, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's neat.
I've had a good time.
We had one guy email us because he reunited himself with an old college buddy of his from 15 years back. They hadn't talked in 15 years. They both found one another on our map.
And there's only 200 people on there.
Right. And there were only like 25 when he found his buddy.
That's crazy.
So check it out, map.freetalklive.com. We wanted to talk about this guy, Jack Thompson. And I had an email, but my email box is acting up at the moment, so we can't get into that. But there is a bit of an update here. Torgo told us about this on Friday. Jack Thompson is a lawyer. He's a lowlife scumbag. Some lawyers are useful. This guy, dangerous. He is the guy who basically brought Grand Theft Auto to its knees. You might have heard about this. It was a few months back. There was a controversy about the hot coffee modification for Grand Theft Auto, which is basically some sort of a, it's kind of like a cheat code or a hack. You had to know, you really have to know what you're doing to get it to work.
Right.
But if you know what you're doing and you know the instructions, you know the set of things you have to do, you can get to the secret area in this video game Grand Theft Auto, which actually has some sort of nudity quotient. It's actually sex on screen.
Nudity. It's just simulated sex.
There is some nudity.
Okay.
Of video game characters.
Okay.
And it is simulated sex.
Cartoon
well.
Character nudity.
Realistic, semi-realistic looking. Anyway, it's a sex simulator that's hidden in this game. And so Jack Thompson, this lawyer, just went off, and he started sending out press releases, and the press picked it up, and he was outraged that kids could access this sexual content. And again, it takes some effort to get to this particular content. And as a result of what Jack Thompson did, the game retailers decided to pull the game from their shelves. They got an adults-only. It was re-rated as an adults-only game by the ESRB. And the reason the ESRB re-rated it is because the politicians decided to threaten them. They threatened the Electronic Software Ratings Board with regulation. Because right now, video games, the ratings that you see on the boxes, are totally voluntary. They submit their game company when they finish their game. They submit the game to the ESRB. The ESRB playtests it. And the ESRB decides, well, this game has some sort of, it's got nudity content, it's got, violence. And they kind of just, they notate what's in the game. Well, in this case, they went back and said, well, this is no longer a mature-rated game, which, of course, means for adults. This is an adults-only game. And so that kind of, that's all like the triple X of video games, right? It's like the spell of death for a video game to be rated AO. And so then the retailers pulled it off the shelf because it's AO, and this guy got a whole bunch of press attention, and now the press just lavishes him with attention whenever he does something.
You know, it's really the class action thing. This is what has changed the face of American law, the legal system, is this class action sort of lawsuit. This is how lawyers get so wealthy. Because if you can bring a class action against a tobacco company or a video game company or something like that, then everybody that you make money for, you make money on.
Oh, yeah. And they get like $10, and the lawyer gets $10 million.
Well, the lawyer gets a piece of everybody's action. So that's sort of how this works.
Well, here is the latest on Jack Thompson. Actually, I want to do an email about Jack Thompson first, then we'll give you the update. Because what Jack Thompson did was he said, he made a promise. He said, I'll give $10,000 to the charity of whoever's choice, whoever fulfills this request. His request was, I want you to make a video game where you can go and, as the character in the game, you can go to a video game company and kill the people there. And do sick, twisted things to the people at the video game company. Because Jack Thompson is a sick, twisted man. And he said,
I wonder if there's a hack on the video game where you can go to Jack Thompson's office and do some sick, twisted things to him.
I don't know. But he offered $10,000 to the person that made this game. Somebody made the game. And we'll tell you what happened as a result of that. But first, from White Rabbit, he emails us at ftl@freetalklive.com. Subject line, Jack Thompson explained. White Rabbit says, I heard what Jack Thompson's video game idea was, and now I think I understand where he's coming from. He's not concerned about video games destroying society. Well, he is, but only because he sees it as a challenge to his power. And the people, the power of people like him, without which he assumes society would fail. Remember, he's a lawyer. In his fantasy game, people would be killing video game developers. That makes sense, I suppose, because he thinks the video game developers are attacking him. In the games that he hates, the people being killed are authority figures, cops, and the like. He knows that the people who make and play the games have lost respect for the law, and the game capitalizes on that and encourages it. So in short, he takes the game personally, because he's one of the cops. He's on their side. I'd like to ask him sometime why he singles out Grand Theft Auto. Whereas games that are nothing but killing and destruction like Battlefield 2, Dawn of War, Kill All Humans, don't get a single mention. White Rabbit says, I'll tell you why. All these other games are played from the point of view of a military force, government, or a super powerful alien bent on conquest, people that he identifies with. The main character in Grand Theft Auto is a gangster, a poor inner-city kid coming of age who has to fight for his share. It's a gritty story where he sometimes confronts the law. And wins. I'm not sure carjackings, muggings, and drive-by shootings are healthy family content, but neither is war, which is the subject of hundreds of video games. Jack Thompson is nothing but a political hack, and obviously has no higher purpose than preserving his own power as a lawyer. From the White Rabbit.
I love the White Rabbit's emails.
Yes, indeed. And here
is that a reference? That's a reference to the Matrix, where the Neo is told to follow the White Rabbit.
Maybe so, or perhaps the reference to the Alice in Wonderland, which would have been the original reference. Anyway, here's what Jack Thompson has done. Again, he offered $10,000, and according to Joystick.com, he's withdrawn his offer. Because somebody actually did what he asked them to do. They created a game. They actually created a modification for Grand Theft Auto, which includes Jack Thompson as the main character, and it allows you to go around and kill people in a video game office. Well,
it must be a pretty good looking thing, because Grand Theft Auto is a great looking video game. I was thinking what his problem was is, you know, it looked a little too
realistic.
It looked a little too much like Space Invaders off the Atari 2600. You know,
so they submitted it to Jack, and he says he's unsatisfied with the mod and claims his earlier proposal to give $10,000 to a charity was merely intended as satire. I'll tell you more about what old Jack had to say about this.
Jack's a jerk.
Yeah, he is. And we're going to try and get him on the show. 800-259-5791. Maybe he'll threaten us with a lawsuit and give us some publicity. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water. But without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can check out the bulletin board system, which has over 60,000 posts for you to surf around through, and hundreds of people interacting, over 950 people, at the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. Totally free. Check it out, freetalklive.com. We're talking about Jack Thompson. He's a scumbag lawyer from Miami. He wants to shut down violent video games. Let's talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, I've seen that video game, where the guy goes around and blows people's heads off and
San Andreas
carjacks and
Grand Theft Auto.
I think it's Grand Theft Auto. It's
yes,
disgusting.
Sir.
It's terrible. It's horrible. It's despicable.
It's so much fun though. Did you play it?
I did, and it really made my stomach turn and
okay.
It was sickening.
It's not
but
for
let
everyone.
Me tell, but I want to say that lawyer and the government, what they want to do is makes me even more sick because it's just a terrible thing that they take away parents' responsibility to
but
do the right
thing. But these games could kill, could turn kids into killers, Steve.
Well, that's what parents are for. It's not the job or the role of government to parent their children. Obviously, they're doing a terrible job in the government schools,
mm-hmm.
and And it's really unfortunate because people think, well, it's got a rating on it. The government's here to protect us. And that's not true at all. They do a lousy job. They don't really care about what's happening with our kids.
Well, they'll pretend like they do. I mean, they'll pretend like they care because it gets them votes.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
The seven scariest words in the world are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Now, I think that this should be dealt with on a parental level, and the government is only going to be messing things up. That's
you
all there
think.
Is to it. And,
but Jack Thompson
and,
says...
And this Jack Thompson guy, he's more despicable than the game. I really, you know, and I think regulation of this stuff by the government is worse than the game itself.
Absolutely. I mean, the ratings are there. It's totally voluntary. Parents, if they're concerned, can prevent their kids from buying this stuff. And
well, I would never let my child play any of those violent video games, whether it's war or.
At least you would not institute your ways on others, because personally, if I had a kid, I'd play it with them. I love that kind of stuff. I don't, you know, I've been playing violent video games since I was a kid, and I've seen them become more violent and more bloody and gore,
well,
filled with gore.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because I've never really played those games very much.
Do you play any games?
Yes, you did, and he was the one that introduced me to it,
mm-hmm.
And it really had a strong emotional impact on me. I was really like...
How did you feel about your nephew? Do you feel like your nephew was impacted?
Not what it does is I think what those games do is they desensitize you to violence.
I don't think so. You know why I don't think so? Because when you see real violence...
Let me give you some evidence to back up my statement. Were you aware that the military uses that to train soldiers? Or
I'm sure they
were
do.
Were you aware?
I absolutely certain.
They don't use Grand Theft Auto, but they do have video games.
Because back in the Second World War, they were finding that it was a small percentage of this. You know, all the troops are shooting, but a lot of them aren't actually shooting to kill. Hmm. And when they use these games, it helps train them to be better killers.
You know, I don't know about that. I think that that's probably PR that they put out, because I actually remember a few years back the military actually released one of their games to the public, and I played it. It was a modification for an existing game called Doom at the time, which is, again, a very violent first-person shooter game. And it was just laughable. I couldn't imagine that people were really training on this. I think it's really just somebody in the military said, hey, let's create a new sub-program and start doing training with this so we can waste some time and money.
I think that it helps train soldiers to kill.
There's nothing... No, I don't believe it for a second. Because I've never been in the military. However, I've played my share of violent video games, and I've been paintballing, which is kind of like... The midway between actual combat and a game, right? Because in paintball, you can actually get hit by balls, and it
right.
can hurt, and, you know, there's some danger involved. When you're on the field playing paintball, you actually get a rush.
Yeah.
You actually get adrenaline pumping. It feels totally different. No game, at least, and I can see games doing it maybe 10 or 20 years in the future, but right now, no game gives me that feeling. There's nothing quite like being in real combat. I've never really been in real combat. I don't think any video game could prepare you to know that you could take a bullet in
the head and not hit the reset button. You know it's not real. I mean, that's
right.
Even paintball. You know it's not real.
Well, yes, that's true.
But those kind of things help prepare you to do those.
I think suggesting that is just basically backing up people like Jack Thompson. I think that.
Oh no way!
Yeah.
No way! Oh, hey, I want to make it real clear.
I know you wouldn't legislate. I know that, but I think saying that sort of thing sort of pumps up his position that this could have an effect on kids. This could desensitize kids. When in fact, if you ever really see violence in real life, it's nothing like it.
Even if I'm saying that it would desensitize kids and it could do those things, I still don't think that is in any way, shape, or form for the government to do it.
At least we're in agreement.
For example, alcohol is bad.
Hello? You got five seconds, man.
Is, alcohol is bad, but I don't believe that the government should be the one telling our children not to drink.
I'm in 100% agreement with you there. I can't stand alcohol. Thanks for the call, Steve. 800-259-5791. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll try and sneak your call in here, 800-259-5791. Dean here with you. And Mem would join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on the site for you. The bulletin board system, archives, updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, much, much more. All of it for free. And it will always be free because we think you deserve it for free. However, if you want to help us out, all we ask you for is $3 a month to become an amplifier. What is an amplifier?
An amplifier is a person who helps us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
That's what AMP stands for.
That's right. And we use the money that we get from the AMP program not to pay me a salary that I so richly deserve.
You do.
But in fact, to advertise, market, and promote the program. We purchase advertising in Talkers Magazine.
That's right.
We purchase advertising on the Internet.
That's right.
We use the money to get more listeners and
get more radio stations. And it's just $3 a month. That's what we're asking you for. So check out the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing, you want to help spread the show, it's the best way to do it. Plus, we're going to sweeten the pot. As we go along with the AMP program, there's little kind of rewards, little bonuses along the path.
Easter eggs.
Yeah. In fact, once we reach half of our goal, we are going to cut our commercial time on the show by 2 minutes an hour. And then when we reach 100% of our goal, we'll cut another 2 minutes an hour off of our commercial time, which means we'll totally reduce our commercial time by 25%.
And the first episode of Free Talk Live, the first episode ever, it was 4 hours, as I recall.
That's right.
Back from 2002.
It was on a Sunday on FM here in Tampa Bay.
That's in the offing. We're going to release that when we reach $750 amp.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at about 680, I think, right now.
So we're
getting there.
Just a few more subscribers.
I would really like to reach 750 by our third anniversary, which is coming up on the 3rd of November.
I guess subscriber's not the right word, because you don't really subscribe.
Amplifiers.
Yeah, amplifiers.
Check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, I misspoke yesterday. I said that the first episode was only going to be for amplifiers. Wrong. We're going to release the first episode to everybody, and then every $25 amp after that, the other episodes will only be for the amplifiers. So that'll kind of give you a little taste of what's available. Let's go to Puke. In Texas, Puke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, good evening.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that the guy was talking about video games in military or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you're a military guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not infantry, so I don't know. They might get some different stuff, but I've tried. We've trained on some of the video games that the Army has, and they're, like, really, really bad. I mean, the graphics are horrible because all it's trying to do is to get you reaction time, really. It's not trying to desensitize you, because I don't think that'll work anyway, because nothing's going to prepare you for the actual realization that you could die. And,
no
like,
doubt.
You know, the shock waves off of explosions when you're
if you want to train for reaction time, go into the field with those little targets that pop up. You know the little targets that they pop up and you have to shoot
out. Cheaper, though.
I understand that, but there's a difference between a game and reality. There's a real clear difference. And, Puke, you know.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, because I'm a gamer myself, and I love Grand Theft Auto, you know, because I can't do any of that stuff in real life, so that's why I like violent video games.
Well, plus, it's not the same. You can take a club to somebody's head in Grand Theft Auto, and it's not the same as doing that in real life.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand why people think it is the same. You know, apparently, maybe they're probably the sick ones that think that it's desensitizing, but that's
good call, Puke. Thanks for the expertise, as always, man. We're done for tonight, Manwich.
Yes, I am.
We'll be back tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Join us then. Of course, join us in the meantime online at freetalklive.com. And again, don't forget to amp the show. Amp.freetalklive.com. It's the most powerful thing you can do to help spread liberty and freedom around the world. This is Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.